Thanks, City Council. There has not been one single incident of a safety problem in the dozens of years of people feeding the homeless. That's a red herring. Jesus Christ said to feed the homeless. These individual ministries and individuals who want to go out there have a freedom of religion right to do this. You are helping the homeless by regulating and stopping people. By the way, these regulations are extremely onerous. They're very lengthy. Here's one. Food shall not be stored or prepared in a private residence. That's going to knock out a whole bunch of people. A $2,000 fine. That doesn't sound like helping the homeless. Homeless are people. Did you know that in the city of Houston there are thousands of more homeless than available beds? The people have to be out in the street. All they have is the public spaces. That's all they got. And to put these more restrictions on them, you already got these restrictions in the downtown area about...
Thank you. Your time has expired.
Councilmember Laster.
Thank you, Mr. Callan, and I appreciate your approach. Again, I would ask you the question. Do you participate in any ministry or organization that feeds the homeless?
Yes, I do, and I have participated in Food Not Bombs for 18 years, has provided meals.
Mr. Callan, would you mind speaking into the microphone instead of the gallery?
Yeah, certainly.
Thank you.
I participated in Food Not Bombs for 18 years, have fed vegetarian meals to the homeless. And in those 18 years, four meals a week, not one single incident of any illness, and they clean up after themselves. There's no problem here. There's no wasted food. As a matter of fact, they use a lot of food that would be wasted but for their efforts.
Thank you. Let me ask you another question. Where do you distribute that food? Is that organization participating in a food distribution plan right now?
They have, for 18 years, they have come up with efficient food distribution plans of their own.
So I guess I'm asking, is Food Not Bombs working right now? Is that an organization that exists right now?
Yes, it exists right now.
All right, thank you. And where do y'all make your distributions of food?
In the various public spaces here in Houston, Texas.
So wherever you choose to do so? Motion to extend, please.
Discussion favoring opposed, motion carries.
So wherever you choose to do so, is that correct?
Well, with the considerations that most worth common sense that everybody has, they do, that's correct.
How often does your organization distribute food?
Well, there's another individual here to speak to that, Mr. Nick Cooper. However, if I recall, it's four times a week, vegetarian meals.
All right. Thank you very much. Do you have a facility that you operate out of?
A facility? Yes, many individuals donate their time and efforts to prepare the meals and bring them to the people.
And how many people generally do you serve per week?
I've only been there a couple of times. I'll leave that up to Mr. Nick Cooper, the next speaker, to address that issue.
All right, I'll ask that question. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Councilmember Brown. Sir, Mr. Callanan.
How are you today? If only I were more eloquent like you. I mean, that's good stuff. I mean, I appreciate you coming to speak today because the way you expressed what we're facing here as a city. Motion to extend.
Okay.
Proceed.
We have very much an issue with the wording of the suggested ordinance. An issue there where certainly homeless is not the target. You know, we have the words individuals and the like. So come any situation where food is being distributed to the general public, sharing, distribution, however we want to term it, here we have a government saying, excuse me, you have to have our permission first, you know? Very, very much a violation of our fundamental rights, and so I do appreciate you coming and explaining some of these key issues, especially the issue with a freedom of religion and freedom of speech, I think would be violated by this ordinance. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councilmember Davis.
Just a couple of questions. and statements. What's the issue, I guess, with collaborating with...
Is there a motion? Discussion favoring opposed, motion carries. Go ahead.
What's the, the issue with collaborating with another organization to provide food for particular individuals?
There is no need for this. Many of these people do this as individuals. They take food.
Right. Once again, what is the problem with collaborating with other organizations mm-hmm. to provide foods.
Well, there's no need to. That very thing, collaboration, means you'd have to put effort into it. And these
right,
people are doing
me,
just fine the way it is.
The simple
I am
question
your question.
Is, no, you're not. What's the problem? I'm just trying to figure out, as an organization, the director of a nonprofit, entities that give and support like collaborative efforts. So my question is why the young lady before mentioned about the fruit that she has. So what's the problem with her going to an organization that doing this now, collaborating together, and allow them to distribute and help them distribute out the food?
People do this on their own time, individuals and so forth, to get together and
need
get
a
timing
motion
to all these.
To extend time.
Second.
Discussion favoring opposed, motion carries.
All that stuff takes time, the collaboration, the specific places. These people want to go out, have the food, and then give it to the individuals when they have the time. There's many people doing this. I have a long list, Ecclesia. As a matter of fact, y'all probably got this Houston Area Pastors Council memo. Many, many
Mr. Randall.
Christian organizations are against this.
Mr. Randall, thank you.
Councilmember Bradford.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Callahan, thanks for coming down. I'll be brief and say thanks to those who support the ordinance. Thanks for those who oppose the ordinance for coming down today. It's not my intention to debate the ordinance today. I want to listen to you. I'm trying to hear what you all came to say. Now, I caution my colleagues that we have item chapter 20 stuff on the agenda. We have chapter 42 stuff on the agenda. And it's not our time to debate. Let's hear from the citizens if we can, please. Thank you, Ms. Callahan.